Welcome to the fall virtual summit brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited to introduce to you one of my favorite speakers that I enjoy every time he speaks in anything that we do, the incredible Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, won't you take it from here?
I will. Thank you so much, Tanya, for that fabulous introduction. I always am honored to be introduced by Tanya. Such a great thing. Well, as Tanya said, I'm Drew Hunthausen. I'm also known as the No Excuses Blind Guy. But I definitely want to let you know that my message, my drive, is much more than being blind or hearing impaired. It is about, it is all about that having an attitude of gratitude, focusing yourself on what you want in your life. I want to take you through a few, things today, excuse me. sorry, I had something in my throat. Oh man, this cold season is not good. Okay, well, how many of you love this time of year? The seasons are changing from summer to fall, from fall to winter, not to mention my favorite holidays, Christmas, Halloween, Thanksgiving. Oh my gosh, gratitude for this time of year. Not to mention, since I live in Southern California, the weather never gets too cold, which is, I guess, another advantage. But I want to talk to you today about better together. Because, my friends, we cannot navigate through this life alone. I have been so blessed in my lifetime to be surrounded by amazing people, family, friends, people like Tanya. It's just incredible. I want to talk to you about why it is not possible to navigate through this life alone, why it is better together, why you cannot survive on this planet without the friends and family that are supporting you, and why it is so much more fun, why you need to have those people in your life just to make it in this life. Well, I want to start out by telling you a little bit about my story. How many of you can remember back to when you were 11 years old? Well, that's how old I was when I got sick. I was a healthy kid. You can imagine playing sports when you're that age, running around, sneaking into the kitchen to get ice cream out of the freezer. 11-year-old kids get into a lot of mischief, don't they? Well, one day when I was 11, I fell ill, just a normal fever, but that turned in to bacterial meningitis. I went into a 3-long-month coma. During that time, about 10 days into all of it, the doctors told my parents that I would most likely die. And if I didn't, I'd be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, as you can see, well, I guess you can't see, but I'm still here. I'm not on a feeding tube, I promise. And I'm not a vegetable. The doctors were wrong, and God had other plans for my life. Many of those plans I'm not too excited about, like being totally blind, hearing impaired, and spending 7 long years in physical therapy, not to mention when I first woke up from my coma, I was scared to death. But I want to tell you something. Better together is a theme of my talk. I could not have done anything. I could not be here talking to you guys today, sharing my inspiration with you guys today, if it was not better together. When I woke up from that coma, as I said, I was totally blind and hearing impaired. I had to help with anything. And my friends, I'm not introducing myself in this way to generate sympathy. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm doing it to make the point that all of us, all of you, face challenges at one time or another. Most of you probably haven't experienced challenges quite as significant or the same as I have, losing all of your eyesight, much of your hearing. But the challenges you have experienced are just as significant to you personally. You probably would agree that the hand we are dealt in life is never the one we envision for ourselves. But with the grace of God and the help of other people, it is a hand that we can learn to play with joy, hope, and happiness. Better together. You have a choice each day when you get up in the morning. What kind of day do you want to have? Do you want to have a day filled with problems? Or do you want to have a day, a generous day, filled with promise? The choice is up to you. Because tomorrow is always a new day. Doesn't matter. Yesterday doesn't matter. I have a couple exercises I want to introduce you to. Morning exercises. The first one I just call movement because, well, it consists of movement. As you wake up in the morning when your alarm clock goes off and you are tired, roll over in bed. Get up. And do some movement. Get your blood flowing. You can bounce on your toes. You can do a couple jumping jacks. Even just getting on the floor and stretching a little bit. Just move around. I think if you try this, you'd be amazed how it really changes your attitude, changes the mood you're in, gets you ready for that day ahead. The next exercise I like to call the 10-10 or the 5-5. Both would work. And you take a piece of paper, you can do it on your tablet or your computer, make two columns, write down 10 things that you are thankful for or grateful for in your life. For me, I write down things like my family, the warm sunshine that's streaming through the window on my face, the phone call I had with my cousin last night, the triathlon that I'm going to be competing in this coming weekend, the opportunity I have to be on Tanya's summit today to reach all of you. Write those things down. And then in the second column, write down 10 things that you want to attract into your life, or maybe things you are praying for. This could be things, for me, it's often things like I want to attract a new gig each week this month, or I want to get in the best shape I can for this triathlon that's coming up, or I want to spend more time with my family. Write those things down the same way. My friends, what this activity does for us is it helps us to focus on the things that we want in our lives rather than the problems we are having or the lack. Someone once said that when you are truly grateful, it is impossible to be sad. You think about it, it really is. Even though it's kind of a weird thing to ponder. Better together. My friends, we cannot navigate through this life alone, as I said so many times already. The people that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, the list of those people is quite long. Parents, siblings, seminar attendees, store clerks, bus drivers, and the list goes on. But the people in that list that we identify as our significant influencers, that list is shorter. These people are usually our parents, siblings, spouse, maybe grandparents, aunt or an uncle. And for some people, it might be a foster parent or a coach or a teacher. Sometimes these early significant influencers might lead us down the wrong path. Well, hopefully something will hit us in the face early on and someone will come in to our lives and lead us in the right direction. These people, these influencers are important. And I encourage you right now, if you have a piece of paper or something by you, write down some of the major influencers that you've had in your life. Even in your business, what has helped you get past those barriers or get through those hard times? Jot those things down. When I first came home from the hospital, as I said, I couldn't even sit up. I was so weak. I needed help with anything, everything. I would cry myself to sleep, just yelling out to God, what am I supposed to do with my life? I have no idea. Well, I would go to sleep and wake up in the morning with a new sense of purpose. I had no clue what that purpose was, what I was supposed to do with my life, just that I knew I was supposed to do something, that God wasn't done with my life. And a huge part of that, what kept me going day in, day out, was the people that I was surrounded by. I'll say it again. Better together. I could have never done anything I'm doing now without those people in my life encouraging me, telling me that it's not over. Yes, you're blind, you're hearing impaired, but you're going to get stronger. You're going to get back on your feet. I don't know what it is for you guys, but think to your own situation. All of us have struggles. What is it you struggle with? Have there been those times where someone's encouraged you, helped you back on your feet, helped you to keep going? Because it is not easy. When I was in the hospital, the hardest, most difficult times for me, but more for my family and loved ones, because I was in a coma for 3 months. So I don't really remember much of this, but my parents, my siblings definitely do. My dad tells me a couple stories. When I was in the intensive care unit in a coma, one of my dad's good friends said that he went to his synagogue. He was Jewish, to pray for me. They were having one of the prayer vigil where different people were praying at certain times. And he was just about to start praying for me when a gentleman in front of him started praying for me at the same time. This was someone he didn't even know. He had seen before, but didn't know. He was just shocked. The power of prayer, but even more important, the power of community. My dad tells me another story from when I was in the intensive care units. My dad had just come. It was his turn to stay with me at the hospital. My mom called him and told him that three ladies from my little league baseball league wanted to come to pray for me at the hospital. My dad didn't know if it would be allowed because it was late at night. He asked the nurse and she said, sure, as long as they don't mind me popping in and out to adjust Drew's IVs. These ladies were at my bedside praying for me for over 4 hours. It is no coincidence that within that time, 48 hours, my body started working for itself again. My kidneys were going in. I almost went into kidney failure. My kidneys started working for themselves again. The power of prayer, the power of community. We cannot do it alone. Better together, my friends. Better together. Think of, again, I'll ask you, just, you don't have to write these things down, but think about it in your own lives. The people who are the biggest influencers in your life, who would you say have made that impact in your life? We all face challenges at one time or another, don't we? We all have those times, those frustrating times, but you can't. You got to have that resolve and figure a way to break through those barriers, get past those obstacles, and you cannot do it alone. Better together. When I was finally strong enough to come home from the hospital, it was scary. I had to move my bedroom downstairs because I was too weak to navigate the stairs into the formal dining room. And we had some friends who came over and set up this whole dining room. You put up those temporary walls around the dining room, so I had my privacy. It was incredible. Better together. I have to say, during this time, I was in a coma, as I said, for 3 months, and then I came home. I was asleep, but my immediate family definitely wasn't. My brother and sister were hit hard. My younger sister, Chelsea, was only 8 at the time when I got sick. The first time she came in to see me at the hospital, she was scared to death. Her older brother, the one she looked up to, hooked to all these tubes. What was going on? When I came home from the hospital, she was amazing, though. She helped me with everything, bringing me water, bringing me anything I needed. And she was the sister that I used to do gymnastics with on the floor. I used to play dress up with. Our relationship was totally different. My older brother, Scott, he's 20 months older than me, and we were really close as kids. We shared a bedroom for a very long time. And he has told me that when I first came home from the hospital, it was really hard for him because I wasn't able. He didn't know what to say to me. I wasn't able to go out and hang out with him the way I used to. But he was still there for me. Better together. Both my brother and sister, our relationships are definitely different than they would have been if I had ever gotten sick and lost my eyesight. But I would go as far to say that I believe our relationships are stronger because of that. My brother and sister both live thousands of miles away now in the Middle East for work. But we talk all the time on the phone. I wouldn't give anything for the relationship I have with them. It's so important. Now, my parents, the two most amazing people in the world, they didn't ask for me to get sick. They didn't ask for their middle son to lose his eyesight and his hearing, but they've been together at my side all the way through. And I am so thankful. It is different. The relationships that they have been able to have, people that I have met, different than if I didn't get sick, but they value those relationships and some of those things, the opportunities they've had, the things they've been able to do because of it, are so important. Better together. When I was in college, I had to have so much support to get my books put into Braille, to have an assistant to take me to classes, to get me right to school. But it all worked out because it's better together. My friends, I hope you have gotten something from my talk here, and I'm not done yet, but I just want to check and see what the encouragement, because I haven't gotten so much friends, family, people that I don't even know. When I was in the hospital, I've only been told this because I was in a coma at the time. I had people from over 13 countries from around the world train for me day and night. And this was in 1998, before social media even came on the scene. Incredible. Incredible for me to even imagine that. Now we do everything online. Crazy stuff. But yeah, so I didn't want to encourage everybody to get better together. The theme of my whole talk. I have definitely would not have been able to navigate this through this world alone. And I'm sure all of you can relate in your businesses, in your personal life, that we all have to do it together. When we can, only the best is yet to come. I do have a gift for you guys as well. My free guide, The 5 Keys to Living a No Excuses Life, filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get it by going to my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's DREWS. The word inspirations with an S.com. Put your email, name and email in there, and you will get my free guide as well as be able to stay in touch with me and receive my regular inspirational messages. I really look forward to hearing from you. And if you think I might be a good fit to speak at an event you're having, or you know a group of people that need some awesome inspiration, don't hesitate to contact me. Thank you so much.